Now, we're being warned to brace for another summer of blackouts. The Australian Energy Market Operator has warned more than 750,000 homes in New South Wales could be thrust into darkness. Another million homes would be at risk in Victoria. They are blaming a lack of investment in reliable coal and gas, suggesting renewables won't be enough to keep our lights and air conditioners on. And let's go to Craig Kelly on this one, the Liberal MP, because he's well briefed on everything to do with energy. Craig Kelly, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben. A sad day that we've lost Tim Fischer, a great Australian.
No doubt about it. He was a common sense politician, and you've always been common sense on this issue, and now we're getting the warning, get ready for summer.
Well, Ben, over the last 8 or so years, we've closed down 10 coal-fired power stations in this nation, and we replaced them with intermittent generation from wind and solar. And then all of a sudden, we wonder why we're at risk of blackouts. If you lived in Victoria over coming summer, you should have a big stock of candles. You should make sure you've got some petrol in the car, some extra cash in your pocket, because ATMs don't work when the power goes down. We are likely to have these blackouts, and that's what we're being warned about. And yet, then we still are struggling to get a new coal-fired power station underway.
Okay, I thought you, as part of the government, was going to guarantee power supply.
Well, Ben, we can only do so much at the federal level. Ultimately, electricity has always been a prerogative of the state governments. Now, we have a state government in Victoria that is conducting an ideological experiment in closing down coal-fired power stations and putting billions of dollars into renewables that are only making the problem worse. Unless we get these state governments to come on board, to take off their ideological blinkers and to realise the damage that they are causing and the threats they are putting to our nation's prosperity, nothing will be fixed.
So your warning for summer is take these warnings seriously, and if you're worried about not accessing an ATM, then stock up on cash.
Well, look, this is, unfortunately, Ben, this is what the energy market operator is advising today, that there are serious risks of blackouts, and this problem has come about directly because we have had more than $50 billion of malinvestment in renewable energy that simply, when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine on those hot summer afternoons, is completely and utterly useless. And we're left to fall back on our coal-fired power stations, which we've closed down 10 over the last several years.
Good to speak to you, Craig. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Craig Kelly, the Liberal MP, also adding his words of support on a day that we've learned that the former Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fischer has passed away. He has been offered a state funeral following news of his death, age 73.